Can you first tell us a little bit about your background and where you were before coming to New Hampshire?
Sure. I was the general manager at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas for 3 years. Before that, I was a deputy director at a small hub airport in Virginia, Newport News Williamsburg International Airport.
So how will you translate your experience from, you know, a much larger airport to a small city like Manchester?
At the end of the day, it's the same Federal Aviation Administration regulations. It's the same Department of Homeland Security regulations that we are upheld to and are expected to meet every day, be it at George Bush Airport or here at Manchester, Boston. At the end of the day, our primary mission is to make certain that we operate a safe and efficient airport in compliance with all federal rules and regulations and state rules and regulations. And that is true at any airport that an airport manager works.
As you're settling into the position, though, what are some of the specific challenges you might see that are here in Manchester? You know, what do you see as going well? What do you see as maybe, you know, what you can envision some future changes? What's your assessment?
So one of the things I'm working on right now is interviewing, sitting down on a one-on-one basis with each of the employees. And then I'll extend that to all of our tenants and other stakeholders here at the airport and just ask them the very question that you just asked me. What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What can we do better? How can I help them be more successful than they already are? Obviously, the issue that is out there the most is the number of flights and our air service issues that we're experiencing here at the airport.
Well, I want to ask you about that because there has been a steady decline in the number of passengers every year since 2005, I think, at this point. Do you have any plans to get more people to fly out of Manchester?
Sure. I mean, there are some things that we could possibly do differently. At the end of the day, it is an air carrier decision as to the level of service that they're going to put into a market. But at the same time, there are some things that we could do to make ourselves maybe a little bit more attractive to those carriers. And those are some of the elements that I'll need to sit down and talk with the senior staff about after this listening tour, as I like to call it, is complete. And we hear from the carriers and we hear from our tenants about what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. I think there's some things that we can do to help us be a little more attractive, and part of that is looking at our cost structure here at the airport.
And that's what you're going to entice them. Obviously, you want to keep costs down, but at the end of the day, of course, you need to get that passenger volume up, right?
Exactly, and that is a decision that each consumer makes on a daily basis when they log on to an airline's website and they are looking at making a travel decision. We want them to think Manchester first. And that is something that, at the end of the day, is a personal decision. Now, can we help influence that through marketing and advertising? Certainly we can. But I think if we focus on our cost structure and we work with our carriers on our relationships, then we might be able to help entice the carriers to provide some more product in here, some more choices, maybe some better fares that would help drive additional traffic to the airport.
When you talk about bringing costs down for carriers in order to entice them to add more flights or even to bring them in the first place, what can you do specifically to bring those costs down?
Well, I think there are some ways that we can look at our long-term debt. How is it structured? We're taking some steps here already to restructure some of our debt load. Maybe looking at some of our contracted services that we have here at the airport. And are we still getting the best business deal that we can get from some of our contracted services? So I think, you know, it just takes a broad brush view of our entire cost structure.
Do you see Manchester as being quite competitive with other regional airports, you know, Portland, of course, Boston? I mean, do you see it as being a viable alternative for passengers?
Sure. I think the value proposition that the airport provides for passengers is heads and shoulders above the competing airports in the region. Just our level of customer service here and how easy it is for a passenger to come to the airport and get through the security checkpoint with maybe a max 10-minute wait time, get into some concessions that are not as, you know, overflowing and crowded as you would normally see at Logan or any other airport. I think it's certainly a high value proposition for passengers. Now, our costs, and is our cost structure competitive with those airports? Not right now. We're about on par with those airports. But I think there's some ways that we can make ourselves more attractive to carriers by lowering some of our costs as it relates to Boston and Providence.